Thank you, Elizabeth, and thank you, Lisa, for asking me. God, please set it all aside so I can be taken to a place I've never been before, a place I don't even know exists. Please, God, release me from up to now, detach me from after now, and allow me to be fully present now. I'm going to read something from the big book. I'm going to change the pronouns and make it OA friendly. When they see, you know all about the eating game. Commence to describe yourself as a compulsive overeater. Tell them how baffled you were, how you finally learned that you were sick. Give them an account of the struggles you made to stop. Show them the mental twists which led to the first bite of the binge. We suggest you do this as we have done in the chapter more about alcoholism. If they are compulsive overeaters, they will understand you at once. They will match your mental inconsistencies with some of their own. Page 91, fourth edition. Hi, my name is Matthew B., and I am a compulsive overeater. I'm grateful to be here. I want to share tonight on sponsorship. What that means to me and how I try to practice it over time, I've noticed that effective sponsorship really rests in three qualities. Some of these concepts I stole from someone in AA who I really like the way they talk. And everything I say is of my own opinion. I don't speak for this group, Footsteps, or OA. What I want to talk about is grounded confidence, showing up rooted in spiritual principles, not fear. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from compulsive overeating as intensive work with other compulsive overeaters. Courage to walk alongside, being present with others without trying to fix them. And story stewardship. Treating another's truth with care and confidentiality. These are not outside ideas. They are simply what I have lived out of the big book and then OA's experience of recovery. Grounded confidence. Grounded confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about relying on God and the program instead of self-will. When we first began sponsoring, I worried I wasn't qualified. But the big book reminds me that confidence comes not from me, but from the spiritual principles. We will lose our fear of people and of economic insecurity. We will intuitively know how to handle the situations which used to baffle us. We are sure God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. That's where my confidence rests, not in myself, but in God's care and the steps. In sponsorship, grounded confidence looks like this. I don't have to know everything. I just have to share my experience. I don't have to perform. I just point back to the steps, the tools, and the big book. And I remember. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we only know a little. God will consistently disclose more to us and to you. My job is not to be perfect, but to stand grounded in the principles of the steps, particularly step one, honesty, step seven, humility, step 12, service. Courage to walk alongside. The second quality is courage to walk alongside another person. The big book tells us practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from compulsive overeating as intensive work with another compulsive overeater. Helping others is the foundation stone of our recovery, or my recovery. That doesn't mean fixing people, it means showing up with them side by side. We're both leaning on God. That's my job, to take your hand and place it in God's hand, to help you become not self-reliant, not sponsor reliant, not meeting reliant or service reliant, but fully reliant on your concept of a power greater than yourself. Sometimes when a sponsor is in pain, a sponsee is in pain, I want to take away, I want to give them a solution. But often the greatest gift is simply to be present, listening, sharing my story, and letting them know that they are not alone. Being an agent of God, see page 62 in a big book, is to just be present with love. We carry the message. I believe it's God who delivers it. The book also says we are not saints. The point is that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. That helps me remember I'm not above my sponsees. I'm walking the same path. I may be a few steps ahead of them in one area, and I could be behind in another. The truth of the matter is for me is God places people in my life for my experience too. Sponsees always help me grow. Walking alongside takes courage because it means staying in discomfort instead of controlling it. But that's what intensive work really looks like. Story stewardship. The third quality is what I call story stewardship. When someone shares their story with me, whether in a fifth step or on the phone, that is sacred. The big book describes step five this way. We pocket our pride and get to it, illuminating every twist of character, every dark cranny of the past. Once we have taken this step with holding nothing, we are delighted. The kind of honesty requires trust. My responsibility as a sponsor is to protect that trust. Tradition 12 reinforces this. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. In practical terms, story stewardship means this. I keep confidence. What's shared with me stays with me. I don't minimize or hijack their story with my own. I'm a witness to theirs. I honor the sacredness of the journey. And in some cases, I may be the first person they have ever shared this past experience with. Truly showing God's love for them, to hear them, to see them, to love and understand them as another child of God that they may need to know they are loved. The big book also reminds me love and tolerance of others is our code. Holding someone's story with love and tolerance is a true act of stewardship. Living the practice of all 12 principles and the traditions. I was looking for my time, I found it. So how does these three qualities work together in sponsorship? Grounded confidence. I rely on God, not myself. I stand on principles, not fear. Traditions one, unity. Tradition two, trust. Tradition three, identity. And tradition four, autonomy. Courage to walk alongside. I share my experience and stay present rather than trying to fix it. Tradition five, purpose. Tradition six, solidarity. And tradition seven, responsibility. Story stewardship. I protect confidentiality, practice love and tolerance, and honor the stories entrusted to me. Tradition eight, fellowship. Nine, structure. 10, neutrality. And 11, anonymity. Sponsorship is not about being a teacher or a boss, it's about being a companion, practicing service, and letting God guide both of us. Tradition 12. Spirituality. I went much faster than I thought I would. I'm actually going to close. I don't want to add anything more to it. I'd rather open it up to questions. I'll close with this. Carry the message to other compulsive overeaters. You can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence when others have failed. That's the heart of sponsorship, carrying the message, not the person, offering presence, not perfection. I believe only God can open their eyes to see and their ears to hear. Because my heart was touched by my sponsor, and I was given this freely. For me, sponsorship is where recovery truly comes alive. It's where I learn to trust God, to practice the principles, and to stay abstinent one day at a time. Thank you for letting me share. Know you are loved.